And we need to begin by pointing out that communities and schools will be at Art Walk tonight. You'll be sharing student stories, talking to people about how they can help at-risk students. So people need to look out for you at Art Walk tonight.
Yes, please show up.
Yeah, we'll come on out forward. For that. So you've got a new report out looking at dropout prevention and graduation rates in Duval. What does the report show?
The report shows what we're very excited about is that of the 6,400 students that were at risk last year that we worked with, 99% of the seniors graduated on time. 92% of those students who were kindergarten through 11th grade got promoted to the next grade, and 88% of the students we work with who are at risk improved their attendance. So we're very excited about those results as a result of the work that we do in Duval County Public Schools.
And those are great numbers, higher than what we're seeing countywide. How is communities and schools moving the needle on this? What are you doing when you work with students that's making the difference?
Well, first of all, we've been in Duval County and partners with the school system for the past 23 years, and everything that Communities and Schools of Jacksonville does takes place on a school campus. And this year, we operate four initiatives. One is a literacy initiative where we're placing full-time 20 to 40-hour tutors who work with students who are reading below grade level in the classroom, working with these students one-to-one and in small group. Another initiative is our after-school programs, better known as TEMA, where we provide certified teachers to give those at-risk students an extra academic boost, plus enrichment, and we give them a hot meal, which in many cases is the only meal these students have.
That's something that can't be stressed enough. This statistic always raises eyebrows. Half of the kids in this county are on free or reduced lunch. Many children are hungry. Hunger, homelessness, lack of medical care. Those are the three biggest factors in the dropout rate, aren't they?
Yes, and it's a big challenge. When you look at a student who is coming to school hungry, or when you talk about homelessness, a lot of times people think of it in terms of a shelter or being in a hotel. It also includes doubled and tripled up with the grandparents. And when that happens, it creates an atmosphere where the students cannot focus on academics and getting their homework done and all those things. In addition, you have violence in the community that these students live at and sometimes in the home. So to ask a student to focus in the classroom has been a big challenge. But with the work of Communities and Schools, by providing those caring adults or site coordinators, we've been able to establish good relationships with these students, link them to different services, and eliminate some of those barriers.
What these kids really need, it seems, is wraparound services.
Exactly.
You're putting your arms around these kids.
Exactly. And it's not just about Communities and Schools. We partner with several other agencies, United Way Full Service Schools, Mental Health of America, who was on here earlier, because that becomes an issue also with some of the trauma that these students have faced. All different agencies coming together for one cause, and that's to work with these students. And we also have a great partnership with Duval County Public Schools. We're very excited that the superintendent and his administration and the school board has made one of his goals developing the whole child. And we're very excited about that.
As I mentioned, you will be at an Art Walk tonight. Look out for the Communities in Schools booth. Find out more and get involved. You need help.
Yes, we do need help. You can help out by becoming a mentor. We are losing some resources at the end of this year. For every site coordinator that Communities and Schools loses, that's about 100 students who are at risk that don't receive our services. So if you can donate, you can go to the cisjacks.org website and help us in any way you can.
cisjacks.org, and he's Leon Baxton, Interim CEO of Communities in Schools. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Melissa.